many people think that life is primarily about the avoidance of pain, because pain is such a hard thing. But it's not. Life is about the pursuit of God and the kind of life, kind of person that God wants me to be. And often pain has a strange gift to bring in that. But that requires that we do something that's quite challenging that I want to invite you to do today, and that is to name your brokenness. Welcome to the Fellowship of the Withered Hand, where we find that healing and strength and power and life comes not when we try to avoid the hardest things about our lives and ourselves, but when we actually bring them into the light before God and each other. Name your brokenness. Henry Nouwen wrote a book called Life of the Beloved, and he's got one whole chapter that's just titled Broken. And this is how he starts it. The moment has come to talk about our brokenness. You are a broken person. I am a broken person. All the people that we know or know about are broken. Our brokenness is so visible and tangible, so concrete and specific, it's often difficult to believe there is much to think, speak, or write about other than our brokenness. I will tell you the truth about me. I used to believe that was not true. I mean, I would certainly affirm in some general, broad theological sense that all we like sheep have gone astray, and that includes me, but I thought of myself as a person who is basically whole until one day I found out that I was not, and it was pain and failure in my work and with my family at just about every area of my life that brought me to a place where I realized there is a brokenness inside of me that I cannot fix. Now, this is part of the story in the New Testament of that man with a withered hand, where Jesus has him stand up in the synagogue in front of everybody and then gives him the command that he most did not want to hear. Reveal, now disclose, let everybody take a look at the thing about you that you most don't want people to see, of which you are most ashamed, that you most try to manage or navigate around. Stretch out your hand. Do the one thing that you cannot do. Stretch out your hand. And the man finds God there, and the man finds healing there. You and I are that way, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to hear that command. So the question today is, what is your withered hand? What is that area in your life, a relationship, a habit, an addiction, something with your children, something in your marriage, something in your mind, something around anxiety or depression? What is your withered? Stretch out your hand. Jesus warns us at the very beginning, when he's talking about what does it mean to be a friend of his, Matthew 16:24. If anybody would follow after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Now, to deny yourself doesn't mean to think that it's a bad thing that you have a self. It's a very good thing that you have a self. It simply means to say, I will no longer make the desires of myself the ultimate goal of my life. And if I need to let go of them to pursue what is good, then I will do that. I will no longer allow the avoidance of pain to be the primary goal of my life. Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist, said one time, neurosis is the avoidance of legitimate suffering. And so our call is to move from this kind of neurotic avoidance, denial, I'm okay, I don't want anybody to know the truth about me, to the legitimate suffering that is involved in following Jesus and taking up the cross and exposing the truth about me. There is brokenness deep inside of me and I cannot fix it. Stretch out your hand. Henry Nouwen goes on, the leaders and prophets of Israel, who were clearly chosen and blessed, all lived very broken lives. Let me say that one more time. The leaders and prophets of Israel, who were chosen by God, who were blessed by God, who were loved by God, lived deeply broken lives. And you look at them. Noah, I won't even go into the stories of some of them because they're, they are not flannel graph kind of stories. Moses, Abraham, David, for crying out loud, Sarah, doubting, lying, cheating, adulterous, murder. They were very broken people. Our sufferings and pain, Nouwen goes on, are not simply bothersome interruptions of our lives. They are not just bothersome interruptions of our lives. Rather, they touch us in our uniqueness and our most individual, our most intimate individuality. The way I am broken tells you something unique about me. So today, don't make your primary goal the avoidance of pain. There was a movie many, many years ago, Rocky III. There's a whole franchise of Rocky movies, and there's a young person in my life who has discovered them and just is glorying in them. One of them, Rocky III, features a character, Clubber Lang, who is played by Mr. T, and there's a clip, we might be able to show it, where he's asked, what's your prediction for the fight?
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
What's the prediction for your life? Pain. It will come. Interesting. Mr. T was actually born Lawrence. He renamed himself when he was 18 years old. He was born when Jim Crow segregation was still the law in much of the land. And he knew what it was to look at the men in his life and see them treated with disrespect and disregard. So he actually named himself Mr. T so that when somebody would see him, the first word out of their mouth would have to be a word of respect, Mr. He became a follower of Jesus. Nancy, one time when she was leading a ministry back in Chicago, actually had Mr. T come and speak to the group there. And he talked about how he used to wear gold chains. But one time he was helping a group of people after Hurricane Katrina. And when he saw their desperation and poverty as somebody who was seeking to follow Jesus, he said, I can't do that anymore. And he entered into their pain and into their brokenness. Now, pain offers a strange gift to us. Eleanor Stubb, who's written this wonderful book, Wandering in Darkness, and we'll talk with Eleanor as part of our journey in the Fellowship of the Withered Hand. She talks about one of the strange gifts that pain gives to us is that it opens us up to other people, oddly, in a way nothing else does. We are not the fellowship of the Phi Beta Kappas. We are not the fellowship of the Forbes Richest 400. We are not the fellowship of the beautiful and sleek supermodels. She talks about the strange dynamic that pain brings to us that opens us up to other people in ways that I don't understand. I just know that it's so. She says, when I'm on an airplane, I often like to be alone. I don't want to talk to the other person. I just want to have a book and have my own little private zone. I'm just that way. But she said, if the plane is going down, if it becomes clear the plane is going to crash, I want to talk to that other person. Now, there's nothing about the fact that that other person and I are both going to die that makes that other person any more remarkable or any more good or any more worthy of knowing. It's just there's something about knowing I'm facing a crisis, I'm facing suffering, I'm facing a pain that opens me up to that other person in a way that otherwise I would just remain closed off. That's the fellowship of the withered hand. That's the power that comes in communities of recovery or communities of grief. Or I was talking to a good friend that will work with folks who have been through divorce, and there's a common dynamic there often where people who are coming and they bring a sense of failure or guilt or shame, and yet somehow when they're all together, I don't have to hide anymore. I don't have to pretend. I can just bring myself and my brokenness. Now it writes, the great spiritual call of the beloved children is to pull their brokenness away from the shadow of the curse and put it under the light of the blessing. This is not as easy as it sounds. Actually, it doesn't sound easy to me at all. But I think Henry Nouwen had been working on it for many, many, many years. This deep gift that pain brings comes when I'm able to bring myself precisely with my brokenness. I struggle so much with wanting other people to think I am smart and sound and healthy and successful. Nancy asked me just the other day, do you ever have moments when, not because you're trying to generate it, you just get a sense as a gift from heaven of God saying, John, I love you. And that's what I want. And that's what it means to bring our brokenness under the gift of blessing. And then a strange way it happens when I do that together with you. And when you do that together with me, and we say, now, my brokenness, my wounds, my sin, my guilt, my failure, my inadequacy, my pain is not the whole truth about me. It's not my entire identity. This is not neurosis, but it is a deep part of me. It is the legitimate suffering in the midst of which I am called to deny myself and take up my cross. So what's your withered hand? What is that part of your history, your life, your habitual patterns, your way of relating with other people, your journey in your marriage or in your work or with your finances, in some way that you feel deeply touched by guilt or deeper? What's your withered hand? And if you can bring it before God, and instead of avoiding it, denying it, pretending, name it right now, right now. And then begin appropriately to share it, to bring it into the light with other people, with a trusted brother or sister, maybe today, then healing begins and life begins and power comes. That's the invitation. Stretch out your hand.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here at Become New. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future videos from John. And you might like to know that John has hundreds more videos just like this one at our website, becomenew.com. You can go to the library there and browse and find something that might speak to you right now. You can also sign up for the email that goes along with each video there, or to receive a text alert whenever a new video is released. We wanted to let you know, too, that John's releasing a new book this February titled Steps, and we're really excited about it. You can pre-order that book at Amazon if you're interested, or if you want to just find out more information, you can do that at becomenew.com/steps. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for viewers just like yourself. You can send us that text request at 855-888-0444 or at our email, connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.